Today's daf is daf Mem Chet, and we're holding basically in the middle of the mission. V'hakotev chelko l'nasi. Five lines down. V'hakotev chelko l'nasi. Now, the simple way of learning it is that this is a continuation somehow of the things that are asur. In other words, someone who watches himself. Aser is the Rechava, the Merchatz, the Beit HaKnesset, the Teva, the Sfarim, and what? It's someone who had written over his property to the Nasi. This doesn't even make any sense. So the Gemara explains that basically this is supposed to be a response to what do you do if you were caught in this type of situation. I mean, here you're really in trouble because you asered somebody's property, that person asered you. And now neither of you are going to be able to go into the shul. Well, what are you going to do? You may actually have to be mater neder. No, there's a better answer. What you can do is both of you should sign off. You resign from the city. In a sense, you give over your chelek, you sign it over to the nasi. So then you're not being mahana from the other person. You're nene from the other person. You're being nene from the nasi's property. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer. Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't really matter. If you sign it to the Nasi, you sign it over to somebody else. So it's Echad HaKotev LeNasi, Echad HaKotev LeEdyot. I mean, the only reason that the Chachamim mentioned the Nasi, Ma Ben HaKotev LeNasi, of the Edyot, that HaKotev LeNasi ain't Tzarich Zakot. I mean, the difference is only that a Nasi doesn't have to be Zocher. So that the Chachamim gave an additional Keach in the kinyonim that are made to a nasi, that wherever it is, it's considered to be as if he actually was kind of. So there's some, we find that idea by Hegdish as well. It's as if it's an actual mesira, and that's sufficient. So amirato le gavos ki mesirato le hediot. So apparently the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda is assuming that a nasi also has a particularly enhanced ability to be kind of. And Mamela, he doesn't require it to actually be nichvas liyodai, wherever it is, it's considered to be in his hands. For Chachomim Oimrim, it's not true. There's nothing special about the kinyan of a nasi. Echad zeh ve'echad zeh tzuchim lezakot. The nasi also needs to be zoch. The only reason that they mention nasi is not because it's an easier kinyan. Lo dibru b'nasi ele b'hoveh. You don't want to give it to somebody else. You'll give it to somebody else. Who knows? He'll be a friend of this guy. He'll answer it on you also. I mean, ain't it over so? That's all I need is to get involved. Something, yeah, I want something impersonal. Something impersonal is we'll each give it over to the Nasi, and that way neither of us have to worry about the other guy's issur. And that's all, but it's only, that's the norm, is to search for a completely impartial outside of our personal contact list. So I give it over to the Nasi, and then there's no problem. Or someone that's b'shem the covet of the Nasi, if you can already do such a thing, you use the Nasi as the one who brings shalom. Rabbi Yehuda says, this is all over, but in Galil you don't have to do this. You know why? Because in the Galil they used to get into so many fights all the time. There's a lot of weirdos there. And they would get into fights. So what they did was is they made a takana that everybody gives over the property that is normally it's public property in terms of the city's property. They gave over in advance everything that they have to give over to the Nasi, so that it's the Nasi who owns the private the city's property. In which case, I don't have a chelik like I do in a normal Beit HaKnesset that I could sit there and asur you. I don't even have to give it to the Nasi. It already belongs to the Nasi. Says the Gemara, what does it mean, this thing about HaKotev LeNasi? That's the reason why something is Asur? Am I Mitzar? Well, what was the case? Amar Rav Yishmael, no. There's two separate cases. There's a list of things. The Rechava, the Merchatz, Beit HaKnesset, the Teva, Sfarim, people are learning, or the Sifrei Torah, some learn. What do you do if you're caught in such a case? That's the question. Mata Kanatan, so what do you do? You're not supposed to use anything in the city? What do you do? What you do is yichtavuch hakav l'nasi. That's what it's saying. The solution is that they cannot v'hakotev. Yichtavuch hakav l'nasi. So there it's Reb Yehuda says, Echad kotev l'nasi, v'echad kotev l'yod, the same thing. Ma ben kotev l'nasi, l'kotev l'yod, kotev l'nasi, et tzrich l'zakot. Kotev l'nad, yod, tzrich l'zakot. Chachamim omrim echad zev, echad zev, tzrichim l'zakot. Lo di bruna l'nasi, ala bohve. And then Reb Yehuda Eimer, ein anshe agalil, tzrichim l'zakot, shekvar kitvu, avotehem ayideem. Why was that? Tani, Reb Yehuda Eimer, anshe gil kantranim hayu. And Shem Galil had very short fuses. They would get into fights all the time, get angry at each other. So they decided, you know what? Since we see what kind of crazy people we are, let's just all give away city property to the Nasi. So, you know, Drina Naz Emizel all the time. So that there shouldn't be any problems, at least on the municipal property, shouldn't be any problems when one of their descendants makes a netter from another. Zokter Eilek Mishnah Hamudar Hanaam Chaveru Ve'in Lo Mayocha Notno La'Achel Shumatana V'Ala Mutarba. So this seems to be now the case that we had all along. We said, if you're in a pickle, the poor guy doesn't have what to eat, you can give it to somebody else, and once it's Afsike Acher, somebody else is in between, so then that person now is mut. Ma'aseh be'achad, now you expect to hear a ma'aseh that confirms this. Yeah, we'll give you an example of such a case where somebody was in a pickle and he used this eitzah to get out of the pickle. Strangely enough, instead of bringing an example of a good case, the Mishnah brings an example that proves the opposite of what you just said. Ma'aseh be'achad be'beit choron. And this is the famous Maaseh Beit Charon that we've referred to in the past, where Shaya Viv Mudar Hanamimenu. It's a guy's father. That's two Gersos. Either the father had made the nether, the son had made the nether. But in any event, the son was now marrying off his son. And he wanted grandpa to be at the wedding. So he goes to a friend. He tells his friend, look, you know what? The whole chasana I'm giving over to you. Chatser, Besuda, Nutuninen on the Fanech. Here they are. And we'll see this exact language here is very important. We have two Girsaot. One is Einan Lefanecha. One is Einan Lefanecha. It would have been Einan Lefanecha. Ella is that he's specifically making a Tanai, a Farish a Tanai, that you're not going to have any schus in it except for that my father can eat. So then the other guy says, well, that's a nice gift. You know what? Im shaliyim, if you really mean that gift, hareyim mukdashim l'shamayim, I do hereby give it to Hegdash. Omar lei, so the guy says, what are you, out of your mind? Natati chat shali shetakdishim l'shamayim? But I gave you all my property over here, my whole wedding, so that you should go make him Hegdash, and now nobody can come to the wedding? You gotta be crazy. Omar lei, so the friend said to him, okay, so now we know what we're talking about, right? I'll tell you, sure, you gave me your property. I know why you gave me your property. You want to sit there and eat and have fun and put your arms around daddy and say, let's make up. So, and then you figure somebody's going to go to hell, but it ain't us. It's that poor guy we gave it to that made all this possible. What do you mean? You're contraventing the Isra Hana'ah. And it isn't real. It's a fake. This is a fake. You're not giving it to me. You want to be tailor it on me. I should be the hook.
But really, they would be
on your. It doesn't matter, but you want to be tailor it. I'm the hook. I mean, literally tailor it. No, it doesn't mean I'll be blamed for it in the Shamayim. But it means I'm basically that which is ma'afshir, your averas. Like, you can rationalize your behavior being semech on me. You're going to be tailor yourselves on me. You're hanging on me. I'm not interested in serving that purpose. A pimp, I'm not. That's what you want me to do, basically. I should pimp your averas. That's not my function. Yavon taloi b'roshi, forget about it. Omru chachamim, indeed, kol matana she'ina. Any matana which does not cover a case where im ikdisha temukdasha, if the guy went ahead, the recipient, said it should be hegdash, and there's something in this matana that makes that impossible, in a matana, what kind of gift is that? It means it doesn't really belong to the other guy. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. You started off the Mishnah saying that there's a way around a neder. So you can contravene the neder. And then you bring a case to show that you can't. I mean, does that make sense? Maaseli store? I mean, even though obviously it's not, even on the face of it, not literally a maaseli store. I mean, in this case, you say b'feirush, v'inam lefanecha k'desh yochal haba. Okay, I'm not stupid. I mean, I understand that you could be saying a case that I could distinguish from the normal case where you stomp say, here, take this. And you don't say, take it in order that so-and-so should eat. I understand that too. But certainly not the Derek of Atana to bring an example for a principle that doesn't apply. Which is what you're doing. I mean, you started off with a principle. There's a way around this. And then you show me that the principle is no good in certain cases. That's not the way to construct a Mishnah. It's a Maaseli store. No, it's actually Chisurei Mechas. Clearly, the Mishnah is missing a piece over here. Vavikton. What the Mishnah means to say is that imo chiach sofar techilato asur, that if the end result is a clear indication that this wasn't really a gift, so then it's asur. Now, the way we're learning now, imo chiach sofar techilato would have to mean if the end of the statement shows that the beginning of the statement was meant as a harama, then it doesn't work. Umaase nami, not the event, but the statement. Since you said over here, v'hinan lefanecha ela kadeshi ochalaba. So umaase nami bebet choron, and that principle we can show you with the story of Bet Horon. Bechad avi sofo mochiach al techilato, where he went ahead and he added at the end, v'hinan lefanecha ela kadeshi ochalaba. That is a case where it's clear from his words that the gift is not really a gift.
He wouldn't have said that this whole thing wouldn't have happened. He would have gotten away with it, and the other person reacted that way because he was really doing it.
Assuming he's a Talmud Chacham. At this point. Okay, so now, I mean, the question is precisely, Beit Horon is in Barnea's neighborhood, and it's even close by in Barnea.
Not the Galil.
No, not the Galil.
When you drive from Gibeon down to Emek HaYilel, you pass Beit Horon.
There you go. The question whether you turn right or left, that's a different issue. You can't expect Reb Barnea to be able to...
There is no right or left on Beit Horon. It's only up or down.
And we're sure that the shot is the statement rather than the Maisa.
At this point, we are. We'll see, there's a different approach. Okay, so now the question is, what is that statement? Is the statement, note that we have two girsaot. The hinan lefanecha, the inan lefanecha. So, I mean, it's possible. You see, the way the Rishonim understand the Gemara's teretz at this point is that had he said, vehin lefanecha kedei, not ve'inan lefanecha ela kedei, ve'in lefanecha kedei, that would not be mochiach sofar tchilato, as we'll see in a moment. Why? Because all he would be saying is, I'm giving it to you, but look, I want you to know, I'd really appreciate it if you would invite Abba, because I'd like him to be there. So here they are, lefanecha, and in order that my father, I mean, I can't force you to do it, but it would be nice if you would do that for me.
In the American Friends of Old City Charities, we ask everybody to please recommend disbursement for that stuff. The responsibility is ours. We face the IRS. But you can recommend a disbursement.
So now even this is in Barnea's neighborhood. It's amazing. Is there nothing at all that escapes you?
Mitzudatcha prusa. We were given $30,000 to make a paraduma, we returned it. We didn't take that responsibility.
They didn't tell you when.
You should have contacted me. I have an organization for making paradumas.
Right, go to the IRS.
Stem cell.
Sure.
Sorry,
I can't believe it. You didn't even tell me. Anyway, get.
He did it.
He did it.
He did it.
He's always too conservative. All right. So the question once again is, had he said Vehein, that's fine. The question is, the point over here that he said Einan Lefanecha, or that he said Ela Kedei? It's only for this purpose. In other words, I'm limiting it. It's like a condition. I'm limiting it that if it's not going to be that you're keeping it to invite my father, so then I don't want the gift to be chal. So Amar Rava, so one Lashon of Rava is that indeed Lashono the Amar Le, it's only if he said Heinan or Einan Lefanecha Ela Kedei Sheyavo Abba. But if he said Amar Le Sheyehe Lefanecha Sheyavo Abba, then all he's saying is I'd appreciate it. In other words, Midatcha, look, it's up to you. But this is what I would like to see happen. I would like you to invite Abba. So then he's saying Midatcha or the Amar Le. Now there's another Girsa in Rava that says it like this, but Omar Rava, don't think that it's only because he said Lotema Taima the Armalevinan Lefanecha, that's why it's awesome. But if he just would have said, and I give them to you, Hein Lefanecha Shiova the Okala, that would be okay. Because it wouldn't be okay. Would still be awesome. Why? Because even though in a normal case that language would indeed be interpreted to mean this is what I'd appreciate you're doing, and we know that this is not law, because Rava has a similar case where a guy says, you know what, take $200 and marry my daughter. You take $200, doesn't have to marry the guy's daughter. Yeah, you're suggesting, you know. Not a cure. Yeah. It's not a condition. Make a condition. So, I mean, this is no different. So, Enoch Inami. Mihikar Adin, if it wouldn't have been for the context, then Enoch Inami. We would have said that with just all he said was, is Midat Chan. But in this case, it would also be Asr. My time. Su'udato mochachat alav. It's very clear from the context of a guy who just was Matriach. In the Suda, like we had in Ketuvot, Ein Adam Torech Besuda Umafsida, the guy is doing all of this not in order to give it away to somebody. That's clear. So when he says, I'm doing this so that Abba should eat, for all intents and purposes, he is making a clear-cut condition in the Netina. If he makes a condition in the Netina, then already it wasn't really a gift. I'm giving it to you in order to give to Abba. So that's it. That's no good.
So this guy has a netter that he can't get rid of to get his
father? He can't get rid of.
He can't get rid of it.
Unless he really does it. The guy could actually be Mardishit. But that he would be, he was obviously frightened to do over here. He said Beferish. Now the Rambam learns that this is literally Hochiach Sofal Tchilato. Meaning that you don't need to say anything in this case. That's the point. It's not Sofal Tchilato, the language is Sofal Tchilato. But that even if you would have given it to him stump, and then the guy tested you, he said, okay, so then another Mukdash Lashamayim. And then you blow a gut and say, well, you're crazy, I never meant to give it. So that's Ochiyav Sofa Tchilato. That means that there's a non sahari. It's like we had witnesses that said, because of the fact that the context is such that you're making a wedding for your son, it's obvious that you have no intention of giving it away in such a fashion and you're not going to be able to make the wedding. So therefore, what do you need to say anything for? It's clear the context is Ochiyav Sofa Tchilato. Yes, Abadir.
Is these limitations on stipulations or rights or ability to commit yourself applicable?
It isn't a limitation. If you actually do, then it would be chal. It's just where you didn't, we tested you and we see that it's not real.
So this would apply in the law of gifts.
Right.
All over.
That's right. According to the Rambam. Others learn it's only if right then, at the time of the Netina, that this takes place. That's what we call Sofal Tchilato. It's evident from the transaction that this is what the transaction meant. The Rambam says it has nothing to do with it. Even if it's a half a year later and you try to, you pull this little stunt and the guy has this reaction, but it's the same thing. It's clear that there never was a gift if the context is in fact really clear.
If no test is no problem.
Well, the guy could really mean it like Bechirat Chametz. Where it's clear that he really wants to buy back the chametz, but look, Lamaisa, if the guy is going to sit there and start drinking his schnapps, he's not going to have charata that he sold the chametz and now be over on the Yisr of chametz. He really does mean it. So, I mean, so we need to see. Of course, it's possible. The guy's a Talmud Chacham. He's Gamer Das. He gives it away. Okay. Now, there was a case that relates very tangentially to our case, but there's a very, very interesting principle of law that is raised here that Abbas touched upon. The case was like this. There was a guy who apparently had two children, two sons. And one of those sons, there was one son who was a kleptomaniac. He used to go around, and he, the Rush learns kipe de kipe, that means he used to go around stealing jewelry that was made out of braids of pishta, of flax. The pashtus is, which is the way the Rambam learns kipe de kipe, it's just a little weird. Because kipe can mean jewelry, and kipe can also mean sheaves. Tied together, sheaves of, yeah. It's a little weird. He would drive around with a big truck and stop at night in people's fields, gather together all their keep. I mean, okay. But anyway, whatever it was, he certainly wasn't doing too well as the type of guy that you'd like to be mortgage your property to. So, he asserted his nechassim on this son. Now, even though asserting nechassim on a son does not, as we said yesterday, does not mean that he's not going to be your issue. It just means that if he is your issue, he's going to have to find a way around the netter, you know, by charging things up on the credit card, having the bank collect, whatever. But in this case, the friends of the guy who made the netter recognized that he was about to lock the guy out of the will and write a contract to give the stuff over to his other son, who was a good kid, and he didn't want the klepto to be able to have his property. So they said to him, look, you don't know what the future holds. I mean, well, maybe you're going to have a grandson who's a wonderful kid. And now you're going to be keeping all this property away from him. And why does a person know that you're able to make so many plans in life? I mean, maybe your grandson will be Rabbi Akiva. So what are you going to do? You're going to ask now all the property on him. So he said, you know, you're right. I'll tell you what. Now, Marlon, I have an idea. What I'd like to do is, Likne Hadain, let this no good neck of mine, let him have the kinyan if he has a son as a Talmud Chacham. So if he has a son as a Talmud Chacham, so then he has a kinyan now for the sole purpose of giving it to the son who's the his son who's a Talmud Chacham. So you should be kena in order to be makna, but he can't use it. It's not his. No, the property is a bala olam. The condition, a condition can always be fulfilled with a low bala. That's just the condition. If the weather is hot tomorrow, so then, you know. My. So what's the din in that case? Was this a good gift or not? So Amri Pumbaditai, in Pumbadita they said, look, this is a kni amanat laknot. What this is you be kona for the only purpose of being makna with that kinyan to somebody else. Now that is not a real kinyan, because you were not given any personal rights at all. So how can you be kona to be makna if I refuse to allow you to actually be kona yourself? So ko kni amanat laknot lo kani. If you make that kind of kinyan, that's not a kinyan at all. Because a kinyan, by definition, means you get rights in it. And over here, you didn't get any rights in it, because it's clear that he did not want his son to have anything from it. Which is why we're trying to answer Bana'a. So his chachma was, well, the property will only be my son's at the moment that he's able to give it over to his son, who turned out to be a Talmud Chacham. No, because I'm a sign. I'm giving it as a gift to my other son. I'm giving out gifts now while I'm alive. So I'm circumventing now the Seder of the Nachal. Okay? But I don't want him to have it. Okay, so then that means that you're not really giving it away. Yeah, we're taking all of this for granted. We're taking all of this for granted that it was done legally, and that's what he meant. The Gemara is not even bringing the fact that he had another son. That he didn't even, the whole story we have to figure out between the lines. Okay, but this is how the Ran describes the story. It must be, this is the story. Reb Nachman has a brilliant, I mean, this is mamish, it's just like, it's amazing to see where he brings a raya that principle can't be true. Listen to this. Listen to this brilliant insight. He says like this. A kinyan for the sole purpose of you taking that thing and giving this to somebody else. He says like this. Look. No, specifically I'm making Yerushalayim to be Zocha for him. I want you to be Kona if... So he says like this. You want to buy a piece of property. Okay. This piece of property is in Timbuktu. So you can't... Oh, no, it's a Bunny's neighborhood. I didn't mean Timbuktu. Or Kapotkia. Nothing.
Major trading post.
I'm afraid to say anything.
Mars.
Don't. You don't want to find out certain things. So how am I going to get the Timbuktu now to be king of my property? So we have the Kenyan Sudar. We do an exchange, basically. Okay? You give me your handkerchief, and I, the seller, will now transfer in exchange for this handkerchief the property to you, and I'll give you back the handkerchief. That's the normal Kenyan Sudar. Says Reb Nachman, I'll think about that for a moment. You're telling the guy to be kind of your handkerchief for the sole purpose of him being makni you, the karka. What's nafkamina, whether it's the same thing, it's another thing, makes absolutely no difference. You are giving rights to a thing for the sole purpose of transferring something. And if it's not the same thing, it makes a difference in principle. In principle, it's exactly the same. It's kni amanat lahaknot. I don't get what's nafkamina, what object we're talking about. Insert two different objects. Isn't that brilliant? So every Kenyan Siddur is Kniyam and Adlaknot. So what you're saying, by claiming that there's no such thing as a Kniyam and Adlaknot, you're saying there's no such thing as Kenyan Siddur. So you throw out half of the shas. That's ridiculous.
In fact, if there's a time difference, it's not effective.
We'll get to the time difference. Reb Nachman Amar? Of course, Kani. A Sudra Kani. Every time you're Kani with a Sudra, it's Amanat Laknotu. Says Rav Asha. Wait, just hold on 1 second. Man Leimelam the Sudra Tophis of Lomitvas. First of all, you're saying that I'm giving you the Sudra in order to get it back. Who said? What if I say, you know what, I like your handkerchief, I'm keeping it. So you cancel the Kenyan? Does it say anywhere that Kenyan Sudra is Mineu Bey Adinin? Some type of matanam not lachzir. I mean, even a matanam not lachzir is not a problem. That nobody's suggesting, because matanam not lachzir, as long as I have it, I use it. So then you're giving me something. I give you an etrog. Matanam not lachzir. Nobody is saying that that's kni amanat lachnot. That's kni, use it, and then it's a condition, you have to give it back. That's fine. Over here, the guy specifically doesn't want his son to use it. I don't like you, you're a kleptomaniac, you're a nut. Don't have anything in it except the right to give to somebody else. So Reb Nachman is claiming, but isn't that a Kenyan Sudra? First of all, Reb Ashi, I question that assumption. Who's to say, you're telling me because the norm is when you use a Kenyan Sudra, you give it back. Fine, that's the norm. And if you want to be a nut and claim I want to keep the Sudra, is there something in the halacha that says you can't do that? Isn't that just like the minhag is to give it back? It doesn't say anywhere you must give back the Sudra. I don't know. You know what? Even if it does say that, I don't know where it says it, but even if it doesn't make any sense. Because there's another difference over here. And that is the ode, the Sudra is kni amanat lahaknod, but kni min hashta, as Rabbanea pointed out. When you're giving a Kenyan Sudra, you want the guy to be kona now with the act of giving you the Sudra. You be kona the Sudra. Forget about what the purpose is. You become the Sudra. Okay, go to the Sudra, you give it back. That I don't care about, because I'm doing something that has an immediate, realistically measured impact. There's a Kenyan. In this case, the man does not want his son to have a Kenyan. He's only giving it to his son in order that it should go from his son to his grandson. So that means that right now, you don't have a son as a Talmud Chacham. Don't tell me you're going to be holding on to these Zduchasim. I don't want you to have anything to do with these Zduchasim. When you bring your son as a Talmud Chacham, then you bequeath it and give it to him. So obviously, that's the same thing you're saying, that I'm going to make a Kenyan Seder, and I'm going to tell you, but the Kenyan Seder should only work after you give the Seder back to me. I mean, that's crazy. Then there's no Kenyan. Where was the Kenyan? I'm going to tell you, don't bequeath it with the Seder. Do the act of Kenyan now, give the Seder back, and then 20 years from now it should be Chal. Obviously that's no good. But that has nothing to do with the normal Kenyan Seder. Would it bring me a Raya? So, over here, a Kenyan Seder is over there, it's fine. Kenyan Seder is B'kidimi Hashta. But Hali Nixin, what are we saying? L'Hadein, the ones we're talking about over here, Lema Taikani. When does he want to give these Nechosim over that Rav Nachman says it's no different than Kenyan Seder? He wants to give it over 20 years from now. L'chiyavi barbrei tzumin merabbana. But at that point, there's no kinyan. Because l'chiyavi hadar siddur lamare. At that point, you know what it's like? It's like making a kinyan siddur after you gave back the siddur. So this is not similar to kinyan siddur. This should not work. The Fupati Tzor, you're absolutely correct. Make a kinyan that's lav mi hashta, amanat laknot, means nothing. Now here is why it involves our sugya. Omrele Rava l'Reb Nachman, Rava taina to Reb Nachman, according to you, what's wrong with Matanat Beit Choron? It's exactly Matanat Beit Choron. A guy says, I'm giving this to you in order that Abba should eat at the Su'udah. And now we make such a big fuss about, oh, it's terrible, it's aroma, it's a... Well, I understand, what's wrong? You're telling me that this case, where a guy says, I'm giving this to you in order to give to your son as a Talmud Chacham, so you're telling me, Reb Nachman, that's fine. Yeah? So then in the Mishnah, why isn't it fine? What's the problem in the Mishnah? I don't get it. Isn't this Matanat Beit Choron? The Matanat Beit Choron, which is exactly this case, it's, I don't want you to have it. That's what you're saying. I don't want you to have it. I only want you to have it to give to your son. Good, that's exactly what happened over here. I don't want you to have it. I only want you to have it to give it to my father. It's the same thing. You said that the case of I don't want you to have it unless you give it to my son, that's a fine Kenyan. So then over here also, it's a fine Kenyan. I want you to have it in order to give it to my father. So it's kani amanat laknotu v'loka kani, and it doesn't work, and you can't actually have the father at the soda. And then the Mishnah even ends with the words which we're going to talk about in a moment. A type of kinyan where a guy can't be makash in l'shamayim doesn't work. I don't understand. Well, you're arguing on the Mishnah? So Reb Nachman, he used to ask this on Reb Nachman. He was outraged by this. So Rav would ask this to Reb Nachman every time the sugya came up. And sometimes Reb Nachman would answer him one way, and sometimes he would answer him another way. So Zimnin, there were times when Reb Nachman would say to him, Mishum de su'udatum mukhachat alav. The su'uda proves that this isn't the case. Now the Ran says, my Rabbeim said that the meaning of this is, it's only ha'aroma, because the person wouldn't have made a su'uda in order to give it away. To which the Ran says, that's ridiculous. Is that ha'aroma? He's saying it openly. In this case, is it ha'aroma? I'm giving it to you in order to give to your son. You're saying openly, forget about Harama, you're saying openly, I don't want you to have it. I'm trying to find a way that it should get to my grandson without getting... He's saying that openly. I can't stand you, I don't want you to have it. We're trying to contravene the Yerusha, and here's how we're going to do it. Circumvent the Yerusha, here's how we're going to do it. No. The guy's speaking it out openly. Then your Reb Nachman is saying that that's good. Says the Ran, so what? So over here it's not good. Because he didn't say it openly, it's not good. Well, what's the meaning of that? That's not what it means, says the Ran. Nah. When it says u'datom mochachat alav, what it means is that here the fact doesn't mean what it meant in Amud Aleph. It means, since normally, when you make a su'udah, and you want to invite your father to his grandson's wedding, you want him, Bedavka, to be Nene from your Suda. That's the point. I'm not concerned that he doesn't weigh enough, that I got to get him more food. I'm not concerned that someone should invite him out to a restaurant. So what are you trying to tell us? You really want to give away the food so that when your father comes to the wedding, he shouldn't be coming to your wedding. That's absurd. The whole point is that you Bedavka want him to come to the wedding. And you want him to feel that he's eating at the wedding that you're making for his grandson, not that he's coming to somebody else's wedding. So then why does he want it? So obviously, says Rav Nachman, you're not going to achieve that if you really give it to the other guy. Because then the father will walk in and say, well, George, you made a nice wedding for me. And yeah, you're sitting there, but, what do you mean? It's George's, surely it's not your wedding. Wouldn't come to your wedding. So then that contravents the whole meaning of what you're trying to do. Doesn't contravent the matter. So therefore, what we have to say in this case is that it's truly haroma, because you don't, obviously don't mean it in this way at all. You don't even want to give it to him kadesh yochalava, because you want to have it meaning from you. But you want formally that it somehow or other this should magically dispense with the issues of the debtor. That's how Rama. That's sometimes he would answer him this. Lazin and Omarle, and other times he would say to him, look, let me ask you something. If you want to cross somebody else's field, can you cross his field? Yeah. What about the Issur Gezeila? What about trespassing? There's a halacha vitur. Things that people normally aren't makpid on. There's no Isser Mominus on. Suppose, however, you're Mudr Hanoh from him, that we just pass him like Rebbe Eliezer, that Vitor is also Mudr Hanoh. Correct? No? What do you see from there? You're trying to bring me a Raya from Bine Mominus. You're trying to bring me a Raya from Dine Nedarim to Dine Mominus. You're saying in Nedarim, this is not good enough. You're right. There's lots of things that may not be good enough in Nedarim. For Nedarim, Vitor's not good enough to allow you around the Neder, even though Bitam, the Dine Mamanut, and the thing, there's no Isser of Gezel. Why not? So apparently Rebbe Eliezer holds that the Dinim of Nedarim are more Chamor. So maybe this is one of those things. Maybe this is the kind of thing that doesn't suffice, because a netter includes enough of the peripheral type of anad, whatever the svara is. But you can't bring a raya from the dorim directly to Dine Mamanut, according to Rebbe Eliezer. So if this is going aliba, the Rebbe Eliezer, the same way that vitur, which is mutter when it comes to Dine Gezela, is usher in Dine Nedarim, so too is a maton of kni amanat lahaknot, which is sufficient when it comes to Dine Mamanut, to have a good kinyan, indeed is sufficient, but it's insufficient to be matter and neder. There's a way to circumvent the neder, that's all. What's your kasha b'chlal? Therefore, sometimes he would tell him, Zimni Normal, like Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer holds a fil vitur asurum mudar anana. That doesn't mean that this is a case of vitur. It's just an example. In the same way that we find that Rebbe Eliezer holds you have to be more machmer in Dine Nedarim than we are in Dine Mamanut, this is another example of such a thing. There's different standards that we have to hold you up to when it comes to circumventing the door than the lower standards that we're concerned about when it comes to pure mominess. That's all. Ask the Gemara, but what about the closing of the Mishnah? Now, Chachamim Omrim, that kol, they say, kol matana she'ina, she'imi k'tishat ebe k'tishat, ina matana. So what do we call matam? We say, any gift. Doesn't that mean, don't think that this is a din dafke and din nedarim. Any gift, whether you're talking about din mamanut, we're giving you a klal in how to give a gift. If you give a gift in such a way that it only works if the guy isn't makdashin, that's not a gift. That's why it's just kol. If they hadn't added that, it's completely irrelevant, that kol. You want to talk about this case, talk about the case. No, we have to make it a universal klal. I mean, what is the universal klal for? Isn't it coming to tell me, let's expand this beyond Dine Nedarim? So then what do you think? It's not. Kol, that word kol, unquote. What was it added in there for, huh? Lav late hamilta? Is it not to include exactly this case of the case over here the shadya where you're trying now, the case that we had over here where you were shadya bekeeping. This case exactly over here of the guy who's been stealing, or the shomit bekeeping, maybe the gears. Answer the Gemara, not necessarily. Because actually, you could go right back and hit Rava between the eyes with his own shot. He's the one that's timing Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman will say, no, you yourself said that the meaning of the Mishnah is, surprisingly, even where you didn't make it tonight. Even where you didn't say the words, Ella. Why? Because of the context. That's what the call is coming to be Marva. But still, it's limited to Dinim Adorim. Is that we're coming over here to talk about all the Dinim Amin is? So it's low. It's Latriya Lishna Batra Adishmaite Darav. That comes to include the second Lashon. That low Tema, don't think that we're talking about only a case where you said the Einan Lefanecha Ella. Even if you didn't say Eda Lefanecha Ella, it would still be Su'udato Muchachat Alav in the original sense, that your intent over here is to circumvent the nether. Hadrin Alach HaShutafim
Grim Nether.
That was a very doubtful Fangton. No, you better bring back Saba Josh tomorrow for the new parak, or else. Another sighting.
He was seen.
So you can just replace the words like Father, I'm going to come to circumvent the nether, essentially. Just take all that, like Father, give us the condition, like Father gives me, and put in there, so you help me circumvent the nether.
Right.
That's
essentially. Yeah. We have to read the next thing.
The way he said it, we have to. I know there are men amavushal. Mutar betzli or bishaluk. I mean, if you're saying something that's cooked, I mean, does that include if it's roasted, if it's stewed? No, that we'll see tomorrow. Of course, we're going to have Barnea bring in examples.
We'll let it simmer.
Each type of food that the Mishnah speaks about, so that it shall be completely within Barnea's neighborhood. And then we'll see. We also want certain types of pumpkins. We need you to bring in the whole thing.
See, everyone's
starting in the cult. Vakotev kalkul nasi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Echad kotev lanasi, Echad kotev lahedyo. Duma bin kotev lanasi, Lekotev lahedyo. Shakotev lanasi, Ein tzarech lezakot. Whereas, Akotev lahedyo, Tzarech lezakot. Vakachomim omrim, Echad zeh, Veyachad zeh, Tzarechim lezakot. Lo dibru benasi, Ela behoveh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein anshe galil, Tzarechim lechtov. Shekvar katua, Avotehem, Ayudayem. Amai mitzah. I'm just, no, of course you're not mitzah, on the contrary. Okay, Gatoni, umata kalatam, if you became usher now in the Beit HaKnesset and so on, yichtavu chalkam lanasi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein anshe ha-galil tzuchim lezakot, shekvar katua avotehem ayinayem. Tani, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, anshe ha-galil kantranim ayu. Voyu nodrim anahazem ize. Amdu avotehem vekatfu chalkehem lanasi. Amudar hana'amicha ve'rovein lo ma'yochal. Notno le'acher l'shum matana v'ala motubo. מעשה באחד בבית חורון, שהיה אביו מודר הנאה ממנו, והיה מסיע את בנו, ואמר לחברו, חצר וסעודה נתונים אינה לפניך, אלא כדי שיבוא אבא ויוכל ממנו בסעודה. הוא אמר, well, אם שלי הם הרי מוקדש בשמיים. הוא אמר, what, נתתי לך את שלי, שתקדישנו שמיים? הוא אמר לו, yeah, exactly, נתת לי את שלך, אלא שתייתה ואביך אוכלים ושותים ומתרצים זה לזה, ויעבון תלוי בראשו. אמרו חכמים, כל מתנה, שאינה שאם היא קדישה תהיה מוקדשת, אינה מתנה. מה זה לסתור? חסור מחס, אוכל כתבי. ואם הוכיח סופו על תחילתו, אסור. ומה זה נעני, בבית חורון, ואחד אהב סופו מוכיח על תחילתו. אמר רבא, but this is only if his words were מוכיח. Let's say, לא שנו די אמר לה, ואינה לפניך אלא כדי שיבוא אבא. But let's say he would have said, שיהיו לפניך שיבוא אבא. So then it's just it's a suggestion. Midat chavud yomale. Lishnach rina amrinale. Omar Rava, don't think. Tema time in the yomale min alafanecha. And it's only because of that condition that that's why this is asur. But had he just said, Omale, ein lefanecha shivab of yochal, that it's merely a suggestion that I would like you to do. And afilu amalei ein lefanecha, yavo abba v'yochal, it would also be yosef, because in this context, in my time as sudatom ochachat alav, ahu gavra, the havilei brod avishomet kipi dekipa, tzasin v'nech sehalei. Omrule, his friends, and what about if Barbarak is a tzubim rabbonim, my, amar lo, okay, so then you know what? Likne hadein, that e havi barbari, tzubim rabbonim liknei, my, what's the Amr Pumbadita? Kni Amanat Laknotu. Go Kni Amanat Laknot is not a Kenyan. Rav Nachman says, of course it's a Kenyan. Every Kenyan Sudra is a Kni Amanat Laknot. Amr Rav Ashi, who said, Man Leiman and the Sudra, itof itzvei lo mitvas, he can use it meanwhile, so that's a real Kenyan. Furthermore, the Sudra is Kni Amanat Laknot, and it's a Kni Min Hashta. But over here you've got two Chesreinas. These Alan Nichs and Adain, he's not only a Kenyan Manat Laknot, but he doesn't even want it done now. Le'imat Aikani, look, he Avi Barbara Tzumim Rabbana, but at that point it's the equivalent of a Kenyan Siddur after the Siddur has already turned. So look, he Avi Sukhumar Siddur Lamari, Omele Ravler Nachman. Well, what about Matanat Beit Charon? That's exactly this case. It's a Kenyan Manat Laknot. The Mishnah says it's no good, and you're saying it is good. Zin and Omalei, it's different. It's Mishum Desudato Mochachat Abab. That he doesn't want his father to be eating somebody else's su'udah. Vizin in Amale, this is going a little bit really Ezer. You can't bring a raya from things that we won't accept for Nadarim to claim that we wouldn't accept it for Dini Momenis, because he owes Vitor his Asmu Narana, even though Vitor obviously is by definition mutter for Dini Momon. Tanan, Omr Chachamim called Batana, She'inashi Migdishadei Migdashim Eina Matana. But what's that word called? Kolatiyimai. Isn't it coming, Lava Te Al Milta, of the guy who was going around Shamit Bekipi? No, maybe it means that Lishna Batra, the Shmaitat Adrana Lak, Hashutafim.